Hello, this is Lincoln. Reading for you today the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, June the 4th, 2026. At the top of the page, Watsika approves raises, other financial matters at May meeting by Carla Waters, managing editor. The Watsika City Council approved several financial matters at the May 26th full council meeting. Among those were pay increases for department heads and non-union employees. The pay increase for Police Chief Eric Starkey and Deputy Police Chief Mark Harris was 7% and retroactive to May 1st. After the meeting, Mayor Benny Marcier said this was in line with the police union contract. Harris also received a 1% longevity pay retroactive to May 1st. Starkey received a one-time stipend of $10,000, and Harris received a one-time stipend of $5,000. Marcier said after the meeting that the two chiefs covered many shifts and worked a lot of extra hours when the department was short-staffed. A contract for Starkey from May 2026 to April 2029 was also approved. Pay increases for the police secretary, public works director, public works deputy director, building inspector, code enforcement, administrative assistant, and part-time office help were approved at 4% retroactive to May 1st. Alderman Nick Brault asked that raises be voted on individually. All were approved at 7-0, with Alderman Charles DeWitt absent, except for the Public Works Deputy Director, which was approved 6-1, with Brault voting no. No discussion was had. A pay increase for Fire Chief Ken Baer was approved at $2,000 per year for 2026 through 2027, also retroactive to May 1st. The increase was approved with Brault abstaining. He is a member of the fire department. The council also approved a balanced budget for 2026-27. In the minutes of the Finance, Legal, and Audit Committee May 19th meeting, it was noted that Marcier worked with Alderman Terry Pence, Don Miller, and Jeff Peterson on the budget and with department heads. The general fund's projected balance is $346,000. The minutes noted that the 2024-25 general fund positive balance was $424,000 and the 2023-24 positive balance was $137,000. The council approved the ordinance authorizing and providing for the resistance and extension of the $1 million general obligation taxable note series 2019. Also approved were cameras at the depot for $9,179 and at City Hall for $3,749.75. The council approved $68,720 to Peerless Midwest for a pilot plant study at Well 12. CCGS fifth graders take part in postcard exchange by Kim Rabe for the Times Republic. Part-time Crescent City grade school fifth grade teacher Martha Geyer had her students participate in Postcard Exchange 25-26. This is the second year for the project, which was conducted by Guyer's third graders last year. Last year's project finished with 29 postcards exchanged. This year's project finished with 38. The other fifth grade teacher is Heather Girth. Guyer found a postcard group on Facebook and knew this was a project to be well received, and she was correct. There were 47 states participating. Alaska and Hawaii did not, plus Illinois. And the postcards weren't just from fifth grade, but from grade levels K through 5. So out of 47 states participating, 38 states exchanging postcards was a great response. Guyer said the CCGS students were most surprised with class sizes. We had no one as small as our class, 7. Many were in the high teens, with most classes sizes 20-plus students. One of the last ones received was from Evansville, Indiana, and there were 27 students in each of the two fifth-grade classes. The very last postcard received came from Omaha, Nebraska, which is known as the Cornhusker State. Their postcard included information about their state, such as fans of the University of Nebraska say, "Go Red." The state bird is the Western Meadowlark, and the state flower is goldenrod. The class noted it had hatched rainbow trout eggs as a project this year. Guyer was very proud of the fifth graders, who are Carter Robinson, Kyle Hendershot, Ryder Matthews, Connor Hicks, Cortland Hendershot, Peyton Carter, and Jaden Austin. Students took responsibility for writing, addressing, stamping, and mailing postcards, she said. Each one student was very involved in the project. As students received a postcard, they discussed the location and took turns using the document camera to read the postcard to the class. Guyer and her students were very happy with the results. "We received about 10 more than last year's class," Guyer said. "This year, only 10 states didn't exchange a postcard, and most of those states were from the Midwest." Ford County Fair celebrates 100 years. Fair opens with concert June 13th. In 1926, William Hayworth, the vocational agriculture teacher in Melvin, had an idea. What if Melvin sponsored an annual community fair? 100 years later, that idea has gone from having one tent and the high school gym for exhibits, with a football game being part of the entertainment, to several days of judging and entertainment. According to information provided, the Melvin Community Fair became the Ford County Fair of Melvin in 1941 when it was incorporated. It soon outgrew its original location at the high school. In 1951, 17 acres of ground were purchased from where the current fairground sits. 7 more acres were purchased in 1955. In 1956, an agreement was made with the Ford County 4-H clubs to hold their fair on the fairgrounds each year. The two fairs merged in 1975. 2026 fair kicks off June 13th. This year's fair runs from June 13th through the 20th. Planning for the fair started off with a small problem. They discovered the original dates that were planned conflicted with a major event their carnival already had scheduled. It's tough to find a carnival that will come to Ford County since we're such a small fair, said Steve Meenan, Ford Fair Board president. They already had an annual event planned for Father's Day and wouldn't be available to be set up for the start of our fair. When we looked at moving the fair, we had a conflict with a major concert event in Bloomington on our traditional concert night, which would have impacted our attendance. So we had to do some creative thinking. The new plan means the fair kicks off with their annual concert. This is the 13th year the fair has hosted a concert, which this year features Clay Walker with Walker Montgomery on June 13th. Tickets are available through the fair's website, fordcountyfair.org. General admission is $45 in advance, which includes ticket fees and taxes, as well as fair admission and parking. Party pit tickets for the standing area closest to the stage are $55. Ticket prices increase the day of the show. After the concert, Ridgeland plays in the Beer Pavilion. Judging starts on Sunday, June 14th, with the Jackpot Beef Show starting at 11 a.m. and the Guilt Show starting at 5 p.m. There is no admission to the fair on Sunday. Judging continues Monday with the Open and Junior Barrows, as well as the judging of items in the Home Ec building, the first building built on the fairgrounds. The carnival opens at 6 p.m. Monday evening. The Queen Pageant starts at 7 p.m. with three young ladies vying for the title of Miss Ford County 2026. They include Raven Armstrong, Kyra Keitzman, and London Roderick, all of Gibson City. The new Miss Ford County will participate in a variety of events during the fair and throughout the county before competing for the title of Miss Illinois County Fair Queen in January. Tuesday is family night with a number of activities planned for the entire family, including the kiddie tractor pull, face painting, a car show, and more. Teachers get into the fair free on Tuesday night with a valid teacher's ID. It's also armband night on the Midway, where the first 400 people can buy an armband for $15, which lets purchasers ride the rides until the carnival closes at 10 p.m. After that, they will be $25. Armbands go on sale after 5 p.m. Registration for the popular kiddie tractor pull starts at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, with the pull starting at 6:30 in the pavilion. The petting zoo is open in the commercial building, and there will be fire trucks on display for the kids to explore. The corn pit will also be available, as it is every day of the fair. The Little Master and Miss pageant starts at 5:30 p.m. in the dance building. The talent show returns this year and begins at 7 p.m. on Tuesday in the dance building. Contestants in the junior and senior division will compete for the chance to represent Ford County at the state talent contest in January. Wednesday is the first of two evenings of tractor pulls in the grandstand. Firefighters and first responders get into the fair free with a valid ID on Wednesday night. An antique tractor show will also be held that evening. Active military and veterans get into the fair free on Thursday evening with a valid ID. Tractor pulls continue in the grandstand area that evening. The Ford County Goat and Lamb Jackpot Show starts at 6 p.m. in the show barn. There will be music to keep the party going in the pavilion after the pull. Since Friday night has traditionally been concert night at the fair board is keeping that tradition going while entering into the rock genre. People have asked why we only have country concerts, explained Meenan. Country has sold well at the fair, but since we had a second night available, we're adding a rock concert this year. Resurrection is a Journey tribute band and is considered the gold standard of Journey tributes. General admission is $25 in advance, which includes ticket fees as well as fair admission and parking. Prices increase the day of the concert. A special $10 ticket is available for kids 10 and under, which includes carnival rides. 80s Bush plays in the pavilion before and after the concert. Judging wraps up on Saturday, June 20th, with the rabbit, dairy goat, and horse shows. The Demolition Derby closes out the grandstand entertainment that evening. Enjoy music in the pavilion after the demo to wrap up the week of fair activities. Special events for kids are also scheduled throughout the week. Kids will want to be sure to visit the petting zoo housed in the commercial building. The zoo will be open Monday through Saturday. Bowdoin Amusements open their rides on the Midway Monday at 6 p.m. and run until 10 p.m. each evening. Be sure to come to the fair hungry, as a wide variety of food options are available when you need something to eat. Whether you come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find something to satisfy your craving for fair food. Concession stand hours vary between vendors. Fair admission prices vary each day. Admission is cash only, as are concert tickets purchased at the gate for both concerts. Some concession stands may be cash only also. Few events survive 100 years. The Ford County Fair has not only survived, but is ready to start on their second 100. For more information, go to fordcountyfair.org, check out their Facebook page, or email fordcofair@hotmail.com. And on page 2, there is a picture. Candace Behrens, named 2026 Ford Iroquois Pork Queen. Candace Behrens of Rossville was recently crowned the 2026 Ford Iroquois Pork Queen. Behrens is the daughter of Dean and Robin Behrens. She is a member of the Milks Grove Challengers 4-H Club. And there is a nice picture of Candace Behrens. And then there's another picture, left to right, Felicity Leonard, 20, and then 2026 Pork Queen Candace Behrens. Next to her, 2025 Pork Queen Aubrey Chandler, Madison Price, and Pork Producer President Chuck Gawkin. Iroquois Memorial Hospital Auxiliary donates books, prizes to Watseka Public Library. Dateline Watseka. The Iroquois Memorial Hospital Auxiliary recently donated 35 Scholastic Book Fair books and other items to the Watseka Public Library in support of the library's summer reading program. The donation included children's books, bookmarks, character erasers, and stickers. The items will be used as prizes children can win during the summer reading program, according to information from the auxiliary. The books and prizes were presented by Rhonda Pence, IMH Board Chair, and IMH Auxiliary First Vice President, to Darcy Wallace, Watseka Public Library Director. The donation reflects the auxiliary's ongoing commitment to supporting children, families, and community programs. Supporting children and families in our community is at the heart of what the auxiliary does, Pence said. We are pleased to donate these books and prizes to the Waseca Public Library and hope they encourage children to keep reading, learning, and imagining throughout the summer. The Iroquois Memorial Hospital Auxiliary supports hospital and community initiatives through volunteer service, fundraising, and charitable giving. Community members interested in learning more about the Iroquois Memorial Hospital Auxiliary or becoming a member may contact Iroquois Memorial Hospital at 815-432-7938. And then there's a picture, a photo contributed. Waseca Public Library Director Darcy Wallace left, accepts children's books and prizes from Rhonda Pence, IMH Board Chair, and IMH Auxiliary First Vice President. The Iroquois Memorial Hospital Auxiliary donated 35 Scholastic Book Fair books, bookmarks, and character erasers and stickers to be used as prizes during the library's summer reading program. Iroquois County EMA announces new emergency alerting capability. Dateline Waseca. The Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency announced that it has completed all requirements necessary to utilize the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, IPAWS, enhancing the county's ability to communicate critical information, emergency information, during disasters and other public safety incidents. According to information from EMA Director Scott Anderson, IPAWS is a national system managed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency that allows authorized agencies to distribute emergency messages through multiple communication pathways, including the Emergency Alert System, wireless emergency alerts sent directly to cellular phones, and other public notification platforms. The addition of IPAWS provides Iroquois County EMA with another valuable tool to rapidly disseminate life-saving information during severe weather, hazardous materials incidents, and other emergencies. While the county now has access to IPAWS, residents should continue to subscribe to and rely upon the Regroup Mass Notification System for routine emergency notifications, community alerts, and localized incident information. Regroup remains the county's primary emergency notification platform. I am extremely pleased that Iroquois County now has access to this important emergency communication capability, said Anderson in a news release. IPAWS provides an additional layer of public warning that can reach residents quickly during critical situations and strengthens our overall preparedness. The Iroquois County EMA extends its sincere appreciation to Regroup for its assistance and partnership throughout the implementation process. The agency also thanks County Board Chairman Paul Ducatte for his continued support of emergency management initiatives and public safety efforts. Agencies with IPAWS access are required by FEMA to conduct monthly proficiency tests. These monthly test messages will begin on July 7th and will coincide with the county's monthly siren tests. Residents who have not yet enrolled in the county's Regroup Emergency Notification System are encouraged to do so to ensure they receive timely alerts and updates directly from Iroquois County EMA. Visit the Iroquois County EMA Facebook page for more information. Miss Ford County Fair Queen Pageant announces contestants. The 2026 Miss Ford County Fair Queen pageant will be at 7 p.m. June 15th in the dance building on the fairgrounds in Melvin. According to information from the pageant committee, three young ladies will be vying for the title of Miss Ford County 2026. They are Raven Armstrong, Kyra Keitzman, and London Roderick. Raven Armstrong, 20, is a 2024 graduate of Gibson City Melvin Sibley High School. She is the daughter of Jesse Armstrong and Christy Wright. She currently attends Penn Foster for early childhood education. Kyra Keitzman, 19, is a 2025 graduate of Gibson City Melvin Sibley High School. She is the daughter of Michelle Brucker and Kurt Keitzman. She currently attends Parkland College, majoring in nursing. London Roderick, 17, currently attends Gibson City Melvin Sibley High School, where she will graduate in May 2027. She is the daughter of Brandon and Angela Roderick. In the future, she hopes to attend Parkland College to major in nursing. The reigning Miss Ford County 2025 is Charlie Ulrich. She is the daughter of Chuck and Sarah Ulrich. Charlie is a 2025 graduate of Paxton Buckley Loda High School. She currently attends Parkland College, majoring in communications. The 2026 Ford County Fair will be at the fairgrounds in Melvin from June 13th through the 20th. Additional details and a full schedule of activities can be found at www.fordcountyfair.org. And there's a photo on the front page. Sandbox Route makes annual stop in Watsika. The Sandbox Route unit for the Run for the Wall event made its annual stop in Watsika. On May 26th, more than 300 motorcyclists participating in the ride from Washington, D.C. to Marseille for ceremonies at the Middle East Conflicts Wall. For several years now, the ride has included a stop in Watsika, where riders get lunch at American Legion Post 23 in Legion Park. The riders conduct the Sandbox Route Recognitions Program before heading back on the road toward Marseille. Photo by Carla Waters. Ashcombe Cruise-In dates set. The Ashcombe Cruise-In at the park is set for June 5th, July 3rd, and August 7th, and September 4th. The event is at Ashcombe Park on Main Street. It will include a 50-50 raffle, live music, food, and drinks. Cars, trucks, and motorcycles are welcome to the event from 6 to 9 p.m., the first Friday of each of those months. This is Lincoln, and I've been reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, June the 4th, 2026. Please have a fabulous day.